this, I'm keeping secrets in my head, or any space you can find. Glad to see that I could help make your life a bit easier. But have you ever thought of how I felt? You need to think about your behavior.
Again on cue, but hey, I am. This is Simply Butch. This is Butch on Sports. And as always, thanks for tuning in on a Sunday. Try to get rid of the week with a nice little touch, okay? A nice little touch. Give you some sports news you can't get enough of on this abbreviated version of Butch on Sports. Let's have at it here, boys and girls. Matthew Stafford showed off his toughness and his grit by starting despite a rib injury and had a Detroit quarterback convinced that he wouldn't play early this week. And I said early this week, or should I say Tuesday and Wednesday, if the Lions got any brains, they would not play him at all. Well, they played him. And just as he overcome three turnovers, a fake punt, unrecovered onside kicks, Matthew Stafford finally got hurt in the final period, which was the fourth quarter. And things went downhill all along. In the meanwhile, the Titans beat the Detroit Lions by a final score of 46-25. Yes, they lose to the Titans. And we do it. The Lions will get themselves together and on a short week. They'll play on Saturday afternoon against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tom Brady coming to town, boys and girls, after Christmas. That's a goodie. Excuse me, I'm clearing my throat here. The Chiefs beat New Orleans this afternoon. Also, the Seahawks defeated Washington 20-15. They clinched a playoff berth, third consecutive seasons. Buffalo Bills, Buffalo Bills defeat Denver by a score of 48-19 on Saturday to clinch their AFC division for the first time since 1995. And also, Tampa Bay, they overcame 17 points, beating up on Atlanta by a score of 31-27. You can't believe it, boys and girls, but it happens. It happens indeed. What can I do about it? No, absolutely nothing. Yep, absolutely nothing. Let's move on, boys and girls. Let's move on here. And, the picks for the finals of football, which I think is a complete joke, happened at 12 o'clock straight up this afternoon on Sunday. Notre Dame, Alabama. Also Clemson. Also Ohio State. They will be the representatives in this so-called playoff championship that is scandalous indeed, in my opinion. And many others. You think about teams like Cincinnati and all who played a major role in their season and got absolutely nothing. And the consideration Ohio State got there is indeed, this may be deserving in such a manner because they played the games that they were allowed to play. But the Big Ten season, scandalous indeed, were very unsuccessful after. And this is after they refused to play at the beginning of the season because of COVID, didn't stick to the plans, caved in from public appraisals and all this other good stuff there, and they were done. Huh. What can you say? In the meanwhile, the Big Ten scored like 3, 4, 5 teams are playing bowl games. Of course, Ohio State's going to be playing Clemson in New Orleans on January the 1st. Indiana's going to play Ole Miss in the Outback Bowl January 2nd. That's in Tampa. The VBO Citrus Bowl, Northwestern and Auburn, January 1st, 1 o'clock, Orlando, Florida. The Trans Perfect Music City Bowl. That's a goodie. Iowa and Missouri will play in that one on December the 30th. That'll be in Nashville, Tennessee. And the Duke Mayo Bowl. What is that? Big Duke and the Mayo? I don't know what this is. I'm going to let that go here. Wisconsin and Wake Forest, December the 30th, 12 o'clock in Charlotte, North Carolina. Oh, boy. You can't wait on them, huh, boys and girls? You may see that the NFL is providing the signing updates and they're getting ready to start their season. And now we know what the Red Wings will be doing and how they'll be doing it. The regular season will schedule its start on January the 13th with training camp permitted to open as early as December the 31st. That is the projected date. The Detroit Red Wings will start off their training camp. They expect a complete schedule, an announcement soon. So, I mean, stay tuned for those, boys and girls. That should be no later than Tuesday of the actual schedule they'll be working. And I'm going to note that, you know, with some of the local and the state government officials and public health experts regarding possibilities and timing of hosting fans at Little Caesars Arena of the season, they'll be providing clarity and details as specific information becomes available there. So, we don't know nothing about the crowd and the fans. I'm definitely seeing no fans and no crowd for another 2, maybe 3 months at Little Caesars Arena to treat the fancy of the Red Wings and also the Pistons indeed. Graduated senior Bull Curl. He scored a career-high 21 points, and senior Matt Johnson tied his career best with 20. However, Detroit Mercy Titans were not able to complete a comeback and failing to do a doggone thing with Wright State this weekend. They lose to Wright State by a score of 85-72 at Callahan Hall this Sunday indeed. UD look like they're going to be the same old pile of stuff there. Junior Anton Davis, he netted 10 points and had a team-high 6 assists. And Davis is supposed to be the blockbuster on the particular team. But not today. Not today, indeed. Pistons, let me speak on them here. They'll tip off the season on the road against the Minnesota Timberwolves on Wednesday there. They have already did their little cuttings. The point guards are Kalen Hayes, Derrick Rose, Sabon Lee, he'll be going two ways. Shooting guards will be DeLon Wright, Sevik Mihalik, Wayne Ellington, and Rodney Magruder. Small forwards, Jeremy Grant, Josh Jackson, Sadon Bay, and Davidas Savadis. Or I could maybe screw up his name there, too. Power forwards, Blake Griffin, Siko Dumbaya. And also, the centers on the team will be Mason Plumlee, Jalene Okafor, and also Isaiah Stewart. So there you have the final lineups for the Detroit Pistons as their season becomes reality this upcoming Wednesday in Minnesota, boys and girls. So you can't wait for that one, can you? Can you? High school football and other sports that were interrupted in the fall, especially some of the championships going on with volleyball, football, and a couple other sports, swimming and diving. I can mention a few, but they will start continuing for training starting tomorrow on the 21st of December. They're allowed to do that now. And with safety measures packed there indeed. And hopefully those safety measures become prudent in making sure that no child or student athletes get injured, hurt, or whatever that it may be there. Hopefully that becomes very safely. If everything goes as planned, they expect for January the 6th or January the 13th to be the final week of fall sports before they can jump into the winter extravaganza of basketball and all the other stuff. That is on, not really on hold. They're allowed to practice again, boys and girls, but the actual season as best may be cut short or extended because of COVID-19 possible reports from the health departments and other sources indeed. And a lot of schools doing their part and making sure the place is clean. So just wait on that one, boys and girls. This is a short Butch on Sports tonight because I just wanted to get it on out there after the show tomorrow on the game. Yes, I'm on the game tomorrow. That sports show will start at 6 o'clock and it may end at 8 o'clock or sooner. Just kidding. We'll go from 6 to 8 o'clock here, boys and girls. And then yours truly is going to take a little break. He will not be on this Wednesday. Or nor he'll be on next Sunday. We will take a chance to do our thing, not on Wednesday of next week either. We'll say 2 weeks from Sunday, we'll be back. Yes, yours truly needs a break, and he's going to get one. And enjoy vacation the way everybody else is. So we'll keep you abreast of everything that we know. In case of emergencies, we may have those emergency Butch on Sports. They'll be posting any specific sports news that you need to know and know very quickly. We know we got a general manager that needs to be picked for the Detroit Lions. We know there's a possibility that we got to get a new coach for the Detroit Lions and a lot of other little things. What I saw in today's game is coaching is a must. They also should look very, very seriously at the scouts that go get the talent for this team. It makes no sense at all every time you go get a new player that every doggone single year, and I know injuries is part of it, that those particular breakout contribution players end up, you know, not there. And I'm quite sure there are some players out there who want to play and keep their body right and do the right things in general. And hopefully this organization comes to terms. Again, get some people who care about the Detroit Lions. There's enough people in this state, enough people in the Detroit Lions organization who gives a damn. It may be nice to get that that particular individual that you see on TV or whatever it may be and think it's cool. Chris Spielman was a good move. Chris Spielman is a very loyal Lion and has very great ties still in the city of Detroit. That's a very good move. He understands the culture of this particular team. When is, how is to lose and how is to be a winner as well. So with that, hopefully, and with along with Barry Sanders and some other players that were chosen and executive people, they get that right, you know, for the future. Lions got some pretty good doggone players on the team. They need to get some other players on the team who wants to be here, number one, and number two, don't want to go through just the motions of getting a paycheck. We need to check that on off as well. I am done for what I'm going to do this particular session of Butch on Sports. I'm just going to remind you that Butch on Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Production. Please wear your mask, boys and girls. Wash your hands. And social distancing is a must if you want to keep safe. Until the shots actually hit your door. This is going to be a long time for the general public, but I see all the special people are getting there now. So, you know, let's wait and see how that's going on. In the meanwhile, let's keep yourself safe. Butch on Sports can be dealt with on Facebook, always on Facebook, boys and girls. Those little tickets and maybe those bulletins, check out on Facebook, as well as Podomatic. Type in SIMPLYBUTCHTOO.podomatic.com and you can go straight to the page for the, all those podcasts that you love. Go to thegamesportsshow.com and thegamesportsshow.podbean.com also as well. And also, Spotify, Apple, you name it, it's out there. Pinstripes, I don't know. There's just so many. But you can hear Butch on Sports on there. And, of course, tomorrow night, the Game Sports Show, that will be, yes, at 6 o'clock on 1400 ESPN, Sault Ste. Marie. Yes, E.J. Russell, Dave McKay, myself, along with Scott Nathan, will do it again. Great show last week and the week before and the week before and the week before that. We had great shows every week on the Game Sports Show, so tune on in and get up on that one. Yes. Hey. Have a very Merry Christmas. Spiritual Great New Year's coming up there. We'll be back on Butch on Sports in approximately 2 weeks here. And then some. Hey, take care of yourself, boys and girls. Please, take care of yourself. Yeah.